Let's talk visuals. So as a film director, my biggest asset is being a visual thinker. It's not just about what story you're telling, it's also about how you're telling it. And the extra visuals that you use in your videos can really help bring more personality and flavor to your videos. Video and film are both visual mediums. So it's important to keep in mind that you don't always just want to have a talking head, as we call it, of just seeing somebody, such as myself right now, sitting or standing and talking to the camera without seeing any other interesting visuals. Even if you have a glowing, fabulous, effervescent personality, this can get boring pretty quickly. So it's important to use editing to mix up what people are seeing. This can be achieved by using what's called B-roll and storyboarding. So I'm going to walk you through a really simple process so that you can see your videos before you even start filming them. Now, B-roll is a really great tool to help enhance your story and to also cover mistakes. Think of B-roll as something like on the news, when the reporter is talking about a story and then all of a sudden it'll cut to images around that story. They'll be showing the neighbors on the street, or they'll be showing, you know, the scene of whatever. All those extra bits of footage are considered B-roll, and it goes over what the reporter is saying. So it's the exact same with you and your videos. Using B-roll in some way, shape, or form can often save a video. No one is perfect, especially when you are DIYing, doing it yourself when it comes to videos, and you don't have another eye who's supervising what you're doing. Making clever use of B-roll is a great way to make your videos pop and to also cover and use your mistakes. So to get your imagination sparking, here are some examples of the type of B-roll that you might use in your videos. Film yourself talking from a different angle. So if you are shooting yourself from a different angle, you generally want to have two separate cameras going. That way your editing will be much easier because you'll be able to transition between the two with greater ease. See? Get a close-up of your hands while you're talking. Hands can be a really amazing tool that could bring some life and personality to your videos. You can also film footage of yourself outside, walking around, hanging out, interacting with people. You can also get close-ups of your eyes, objects in the room. You can purchase stock footage and use that in your videos. You can use text to add some visual interest. You can use your photos, you can purchase stock photos, you can get some animation done for your videos, you can film your dog, nature, you can put PowerPoint slides in there, screen captures of your computer, of you explaining something so that you can show people what you're doing on your computer. Really, the sky's the limit. And as you play around with your B-roll, you'll start to see what types of B-roll work best for your videos. Now, the type of B-roll that you capture is not arbitrary. It actually comes from three different sources. It comes from the visual cues that are already in your script or your talking points. It comes from you and your personality. And it also comes from the nature of your brand. So now let's talk a little bit about storyboarding, because storyboarding is a great tool that you can use to help you to see your videos and understand what extra footage you should be capturing. A storyboard is a fantastic way to create and keep track of the different visual elements that you'll need to capture when you're shooting. Okay, so when you're ready to storyboard your video and you know that you want to use B-roll footage, ahead of time, you sit down with your script or your talking points and you circle the different elements in it that could be told visually. And keep in mind while you're going through these visual cues that are already in your script and in your talking points, you want to find the elements that are touchstones for your dream clients. So for example, with my videos, I tend to use B-roll in a way that I can show playfulness, or I can show fear and being weird and goofy. Like, I like to show the range of what people can experience and probably do experience when they're in front of the camera. And for me, I keep my B-roll really, really simple in that way. And I find that it's a great way to break the talking head, bring in some humor, and just have fun. So when it comes to making your storyboard, there are a few different ways you can approach it. Really, it depends on how much time you want to spend on it. Listen to how your brain works and how it will actually be able to start to see it. So for example, some people just simply are not drawers. They don't draw, they're not very good at drawing. So the thought of sitting down and doing a storyboard and drawing will make them run for the hills. No, in that case, just write it out or use stick figures. Keep it simple, achievable, fun, and doable for you. So go ahead and go through your script or your talking points and find those visual cues and write them down on a separate piece of paper. Next up, you want to go ahead and brainstorm different ways that you can represent those different things. So let's say your topic is about streamers and you're trying to figure out a way to show them. So there are a number of ways that you could show streamers. You could show a photo of a streamer. You could be demonstrating how to roll up a streamer. You could be throwing the streamer. You could be outdoors and there's kids who are running with streamers and playing with them. It could be in slow motion and just a lot of fun. It could be a really beautiful moment. It could be backlit, the sunlight shining through your streamer. So there's any number of different ways that you could approach it. So at this stage, it's important for you to brainstorm and open up the door to the different types of ways that you could represent those different visual cues. Have some fun here. This part is all about experimenting because you might think, yeah, I think that slow motion with the kids in the field with the backlighting is going to be beautiful, the sunlight's coming through, and you go ahead and you try it and it just feels off for your brand. That's totally cool. Maybe for your brand, you just needed to be holding a streamer, or the word streamer simply comes up on the screen. It's time to play. Your storyboard can be created in any number of ways. Some popular ways to do it are writing it down in bullet points, drafting it down in chart form, drawing it with stick figures, taking photos of the different images you want to see and lining them up visually. So now that you've got this lovely storyboard created, what do you do with it? Well, guess what? When you're doing your shoot, you grab your storyboard, you have that as a checklist, and you go ahead and you shoot those elements as you're filming. And of course, some of the elements may need to be shot in a different location or on a different day, so keep that in mind too. So as you can see, B-roll and storyboarding are two very powerful tools that when used together really help your videos come alive. So let's have a quick recap on what you learned. You learned that video is a visual medium and that B-roll really helps your videos come alive. You learned about different types of B-roll that you can use, such as filming from a different angle, going in for close-ups, using stock footage in photos, etc., etc. You learned that B-roll comes from the visual cues in what you're talking about. You also learned that storyboards are a great way to create and keep track of the visual elements that you'll use in your videos. You learned to go ahead and write or draw out your visuals based on your script or your talking points ahead of time. You learned that your talking points or your script hold the key to finding the visual elements that should be in your videos. B-roll and storyboarding can be really fun, rewarding, and strategic when done the right way. So allow yourself to play with this. Okay, that's it, VideoStar, for your B-roll training and your storyboard training. Go ahead and download your sweet sheets, share your ahas about this training in the group, and of course, press record, experiment, and have fun with this. Okay, VideoStar, that is it for this training. So go ahead and head down to the next video. And as always, dream up.